Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends. This week on the podcast, Natalie and myself are talking about Neod. So if you haven't heard of Neod, Neod is Deciem's most expensive brand. So their cheapest brand is The Ordinary, and you probably have heard of that one. Neod is a favourite of Natalie and mine, and we just wanted to talk about some of our top Neod must buys and which ones we think you should give a wide berth to. Hope you enjoy. Go straight into a conversation about Ashton Kutcher quite randomly. Enjoy the podcast.
I did not know that about him. That's so cool. I mean, apart from the fact that he has two daughters, I think, I wonder what like pushed him to be such a anti-pedo activist.
I think it was his kids, wasn't it? Yeah, defending children from sexual abuse. It's a charity called Thorn. Co-founder Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore learned about the issue of child sex trafficking from a documentary, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you reckon he's still the patron of it, yeah, even though he had it with his ex-wife?
I think he's really involved in it.
Oh, that's so cool. I remember reading watching like one of those true crime documentaries, and it said it was a young girl who moved to Hollywood to, you know, become an actress, and she was murdered when she was about 22. But that night she was supposed to go to the Golden Globes with Ashton Kutcher. So he turned up at her door, saw her lying there, not funny at all, lying there in like what he thought was surrounded by red wine, and he left.
What?
Like, she looks a bit pissed. Yeah, she must have like,
what a drunken got flag. I'll just go.
Can't believe it. I gotta go to the Globes on my own. Thanks, bitch. And like waved her through the window. She's bloody dead.
Oh, that's really bad.
I know. So sorry, that's why I was a little bit judgmental about him. If he's an anti-porno superhero, you know, child porn superhero, then good on him.
He's all right.
Okay. Okay, fine. Glad we nailed that one out.
So today should we say hello?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends with me, Nia Patton.
Hi. And me, I'm Natalie.
We are skincare people on the internet. I'm a dentist, an esthetician. Yeah, I feel like, I think like other podcasts I listen to, they always introduce themselves and explain what it's all about. So
I love that on last podcast on the left, they get into it, start halfway through a story, and they're like, oh, wait, we forgot to introduce Henry. Henry's our guest. Henry. He's been the guest for
that's the joke,
years.
Isn't it? He's always on it.
It's like, I am not paid. What do I tell you about myself? I'm a frustrated actress that never made it. That's how I would describe myself.
That's not how I see you.
Is it not? Oh, okay. I mean,
no.
Yeah. Maybe.
I didn't know that.
Did you know?
I didn't feel that about you. Okay. No. I thought you were a genius.
Like a child genius.
A child.
The one that does that did the antiques.
Prodigy. Yeah. Yeah.
Lauren Harries.
Interesting. Yeah. She is an interesting person. I saw her in Boots once.
Did you? Clock what she was buying?
Makeup.
Okay, I love looking at what people are buying in Boots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw Billy
Piper.
Name a famous Billy. Billy Piper buying smoker's toothpaste in Tesco's.
She is so beautiful.
Yeah.
She's like one of the hottest women ever. She just gets prettier with age.
Lawrence Fox.
I know, but we all make mistakes.
She really did.
I mean, she really did. And she's really, she's really Labour. She's like super left wing. She can't. Yeah. I mean, now I know why they divorced, but like,
yeah. They did get divorced, so fair play to her.
Fair play. Yeah, she's just lush. Who have I seen famous in Boots? I haven't seen anyone famous in Boots. Mm. But when I had a cafe, David Mitchell came in for his breakfast.
Yeah. Wow.
And
I didn't know
a couple of comedians called Russell, but they all, it was at the time where like 10 years ago, every stand-up comedian was called Russell.
Russell Brand, Russell Howard, Russell Crowe.
He's not funny. Russell Howard, I think it was.
I can't think of anyone else called Russell.
Kane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, there's just quite a few. Who was Lush? David Mitchell was Lush. And so he came in and had an English breakfast. And like, I'd run out of an ingredient. It was a really, really busy Saturday. So I'd run out and I'd gone to another cafe. It's like, please, can you lend me, I don't know, whatever. Mm. And I came in and I was like, oh, shit, that guy looks so much like David Mitchell.
Because he's got these big black eyes.
He's got really black beady eyes. He's so Lush though. And Callum was like, I'm making breakfast for David Mitchell. I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then I noticed loads of people sort of convening outside the cafe. And then one guy came in and went, oh my God, that's David Mitchell. Can I say something to him? And I was like, no, it's not. He's actually a really long standing customer. It's not actually him, but he does look a hell of a lot like him. He gets mistaken for him all the time. And the guy's like, oh wow, looks loads like him, and left. So we got a good tip for protection. Which was really nice because he was able to eat his dinner in peace and not be.
Yeah, and you were, you got to be a tiny bouncer.
You had to get, yeah, well, I mean, not the first time.
Oh, really?
But, yeah. That was it. That's all I've seen who's famous.
Yeah. Natalie used to own a cafe. Mm. It was really cool.
Yeah.
How long ago was that now?
I'm so wistful. Yeah. 2008 to 2014.
Wow.
Almost 7 years. Yeah. So anyway, I have no qualifications. As you can tell probably when you listen to me speak about skincare, it's just that, you know, Nia is like my favorite cult leader. We're in a cult of two people.
And we're always recruiting.
I know, it's really sad. No one wants to be in our gang. But yeah, we love skincare,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah. And we talk about it all the time.
I'm loving it at the moment because the tretinoin and niacinamide, even though it's snails down my face because it just doesn't stay put, that stuff. I feel like I've been reborn. I've gone from having textured skin.
Because like as recent as glowing. Last week, you were saying that you've got pores.
Yeah, and texture and bumpiness. That's amazing. It's all gone.
That was easy.
All gone. It's just that, but it wasn't, it wrecked everything. I was using tretinoin every day. Ooh. Even on my neck and chest, which is probably not, I know, but I have been. And it stung so much the other day that I actually cried. You know, when you have like, you can't help it, but the tears just well up because it.
You've got to bite your skincare so wooden much. Spoon and get on with it.
Yeah, just get on with it. And even when you're spraying, you know, so I find SDSM, if I put that on my skin and my skin's unhappy, that is just like pouring lemon juice.
Do you find your eyelids particularly, like around your eyes? You're like, no!
Why have you done this to me? I didn't even put it on my eyelids. It's the thing. If you're putting...
It spreads.
Yeah, it just spreads. Put and on my cheekbones and I wake up and it's on my tits. Well, are you having a drink this evening? What are you drinking?
Same as I always drink, cava. Like Natalie's got another beautiful exotic drink in a lovely glass.
It's actually just a gin and tonic with orange.
That's one of the first
it.
Things I noticed about you when I made friends with you is how wonderful your glasses are. Like not your eyeglasses, your drinking glasses.
Is it because at this house, when you came to this house? Yeah, so they're all my grandma's. I mean, she had some amazing, amazing sherry glasses and champagne
really,
glasses.
Really, really nice.
Unfortunately, a couple have been lost over the years. Sorry. What are we talking about today?
So today I wanted to talk about NIOD. I don't know why. It just popped into my head today. I was like, oh, let's talk about NIOD. We haven't talked about that. Like, because we've just been talking about melasma and melasma stuff for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I fancied a little change of pace.
Yeah. So NIOD is a British. In fact, when I went to San Francisco to the DECIEM store, I was corrected and he told me it was NIOD.
NIOD. Right you are then.
I just don't think it matters because it stands for non-invasive options in dermal science. Yeah. So actually,
it's an acronym, isn't it? acronym. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, it is right. Yes. Yeah, you pronounce it and spell it.
N-I-O-D. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also okay. known as skincare for the hyper-educated, which is so smug.
That bit is twatty. It is. Yeah, it is. But although I feel smug owning and using their products, so I guess that's correct.
Smugness is inbuilt, and that's good. It's pleasing.
So the owner company is Deciem, which, of course, the most famous. In fact, it's the best-selling skincare brand in the whole world now, isn't it?
Is it?
Ordinary.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Apparently. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
Apparently, according to some report I was reading. So obviously NIOD is to the ordinary.
No.
I don't know. I now have to think of some sort of, anyway, it's just it's posh, richer, older sister.
So it's like Tesco extra value meal versus Tesco finest.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, why do you want to talk about it?
Because
why do you like it?
I like a lot of things about it. I like the packaging. I like the way it looks, the way it's sort of kind of extra sciencey in the blurb. It's sort of confusing and mysterious. What's the word I'm trying to think of? It'll come to me in a minute. But I've just started using MMHC again. Mm-hmm. I had it stored away.
That's multi-molecular hyaluronic complex.
Yes. And okay. it's the hydrator. So it's like HA 2% from the ordinary. And this is its sort of rich friend who is actually a lot nicer. And it is amazing. I'd forgotten all about how lovely it is.
Do you know what? So I actually can't remember using it. So is it very like a fine oily feeling serum? Is that
it's
how
not,
it feels?
It's not oily. It's sort of water based, but
does it have the same sort of texture as the fractionated eye contour concentrate? Is it like that?
It's more water based than that because that feels quite oily. Okay. FECC. So it's a bit more watery than that. But it's almost like a gel, but you don't get any of that stickiness that you do with the ordinary HA, where it may well just peel right off your face as soon as you rub anything else in. You don't get any of that.
Do you know what? Just to cite, because a lot of people are like, oh, what's the big deal with hyaluronic acid? And, you know, we know what hyaluronic acid is supposed to do. But I was reading an article written by, it's the library apothecary, who's this woman called Mara, who lives in Calgary, I think, in Canada. And she makes her own makeup, which is really beautiful, and her own face balms and stuff. And she was saying, we hate hyaluronic acid in places like Calgary because there is no moisture in the air.
Mm.
So you put something like HA on and it's supposed to be a humectant, which draws water out of the atmosphere. But when there isn't any, it basically draws water out of your face.
Yeah, that's
so
stupid. It's not what
they
you
hate it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Places that very, you know, low humidity, I guess, or low, you know, moisture in the air, do not like using hyaluronic acid.
And I'm wondering,
we don't have that issue.
No, we don't. We really
Wales.
Don't have that problem. I'm just trying to look what the air humidity is in Wales today, and it's probably like 100. I bet.
I think it's 100.
It's just water outside. There is no
it
air.
It's just water.
It's pretty flipping weird. Humidity 93%.
Oh my god, my hair is fluffy as soon as I go out. It's just rubbish, isn't it?
So
you get nice, so you love the packaging.
Yes.
The prices do go from like kind of sensible to bonkers.
Yeah.
So there's something for everybody, I think, price wise.
Yeah, like modulating glucosides is £21 for 30 mils, which isn't bad at all. But then I think FECC is the most expensive, isn't it, per mil?
Per mil, for 43. I mean, it's £43 for 15 mils.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is the one that I am
it's the, to. Oh, no, yeah, it is. It is the most expensive. I was looking at Kyle. Yeah, that Kyle is £70 for 15.
Yeah, so that's the copper amino.
Yeah, isolate lipid. So it's the newest one from NIOD. It's in a tube of 15 mils of this sort of oily blue, oil, cream, balm thing. And that's £70.
Okay. So obviously this is the most expensive of the skincare line of Deciem. So we're talking about cutting edge technology.
Yeah.
So you said really where the ordinary sort of uses tried and tested ingredients, NIOD or NIOD has the tried and tested ingredients and the cutting edge ingredients.
Yes.
And the first ever just invented ones.
Yeah.
So obviously that's what you're paying the extra dollar for, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they update their products as well. So you get, it started with MMHC1 and now it's MMHC2. When they find another molecule that will work well, they they just add it in and put another one on the number.
Cool.
Yeah, so Brandon, I still don't know if it's Truax or Truax. Do you know?
I say Truax.
Truax.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
So do you want to? I'll read out Brandon Truax's quote because he was really into NIOD. I think he used to use it more than the ordinary. He said, in the business of beauty, perception is more powerful than reality. And it is for this reason that brands, especially those in functional beauty, prioritize what they say ahead of what they do. The science of skin health has evolved vastly. Truly advanced technologies exist today that are very complex to use and even more complex to explain. Our humility and persistence have allowed us to create NIOD with only a single genetic commitment to be at the very edge of science without regard to brands, trends, criticisms, and words. Commitment means that NIOD will always have a very narrow audience that appreciates a genuine commitment to true quality and innovation, an audience not inspired by marketing or pricing strategies, but instead by truth and accountability.
Oh,
yeah.
He was a very complex individual, but clearly one who made such a massive impact, wasn't
he?
You know, that's why Deciem is as successful as it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And just as a sort of comparison, you said that really where the ordinary has got three types of hyaluronic acid. Hyalamide has five, which is a sort of another one of a Deciem brand, which is kind of in the middle price wise. Yeah. I really like Hyalamide.
Yeah.
And then NIOD has 15 types of hyaluronic acid. So you can get results without spending more, but obviously NIOD's going to take that to the max, and they're constantly making improvements to the products. As you said, they sort of treat it like they do a software update and just give it a new number. So NIOD products, again, it's pretty, you know, he's said himself he doesn't really want to appeal to the masses because it's never going to with a price point like that. Having said that, I would far sooner trust NIOD products than other ones that are twice the price and don't have the same technologies as NIOD ones do.
Totally.
So it's a pretty, it has 24 products in the range, which isn't massive, is it? Unfortunately for me, I'm not that sort of adventurous. I just keep buying the same sort of five or six.
Yeah.
You kind of try everything, don't you?
Yeah.
Is there anything you don't like?
Yeah. So it's the hydration vaccine. I think that's my least favorite. Because that's just like, it's supposed to be just a moisturizer kind of night cream, but it's just really, really silicone-y.
Oh yeah,
got a very silicony. It feels like your skin's coated, and it's not particularly comfortable.
Right. Okay.
So I didn't love that. Really. Okay. No.
So let's talk about, I mean, possibly my top three NIOD products, which is fractionated eye contour concentrate or FEC, which, as we've just said, is. I know. £43 for 15 mils.
Yeah.
And reading the technology, because whenever I post to Instagram about what I'm using, I would literally just copy and paste the technologies part of what's on the webpage and then just write afterwards, because I have got no clue
what
this means.
Yeah, I did the same. I just had to copy and paste it. I was like, I can't even get my head around all of this.
And if you can't translate it, then I'm screwed. But it's hilarious.
It is quite funny.
It says it's the most advanced skin technology available. So,
yes. Its suspension contains extraordinary capsules that secure a pro-hyaluronic acid peptide within a polymer core that is surrounded by a heptapeptide to specifically bind to target before release, exponentiating delivery and effectiveness to an accuracy level previously impossible. No technology today delivers the visible filling activity of this truly complex system to support. Oh my God, hyaluronic acid. What? Mate.
I know. This, honestly, you could have just, that could have been lifted from an IMDb synopsis about Battlefield Earth, and I wouldn't have known it any different, or some sci-fi film. Like, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, something to do with aliens, maybe. I don't know what it means. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with. So it sounds really overly dramatic. And yeah.
So it hasn't just got hyaluronic acid. It will have full spectrum fractions of nature-identical hyaluronic acid. It doesn't just have peptides, which we love in an eye serum, but it has methyl glucoside 6-phosphate, perhaps one of the most advanced peptide complex technologies of the day. This active improves the looks of firmness, density, and elasticity in 11 days or less. I gotta say, I don't understand it, but I know it works. My eyes are telling me, and my face tells me that it works.
Yeah, because I used one bottle of it and it was fine.
Yeah,
but I wasn't as wowed as with the Hyalamide Sub-Q, which I really liked. I found that really moisturising.
But I think it's a whole different... The Sub-Q serum is like a nice peptide-y in between a gel and a really cooling serum, and it's really comforting. I love putting that on at the end of a day. But to me, they're like apples and pears. I know they're both for the eyes and they both do great things, but... when I'm wealthy, I use Sub-Q in the evening or just kind of alternate it. But I'm the same. I used one bottle. And I was like, no, it's okay. And it's not the sort of thing that you can go, well, and also I go through it quite quickly because it's so watery. I go through it a lot quicker than I would Sub-Q eyes. Yeah. So I think it's one of those things where you think, well, I'm not going to repurchase that because it was £43 and I didn't really see a difference. However, now I'm probably going through 3 or 4 bottles a year. I definitely do, especially in the upper eyelids.
So maybe it's something, you know, as you get older, you'll feel the benefit of it.
Yes.
And you'll see its amazing abilities.
Yeah, maybe you don't need to use it if you're under 30.
No.
I would say perhaps. Yeah.
Because it, you know, it's the big guns. It's got so many. I'm reading it. I'm like, there's so many different things in it for all sorts of things.
Expression technologies.
Fluid retention technologies, uneven pigment technology, regeneration technologies. And then there's a list of things underneath each heading, which is bonkers.
I like the fact that it just mentions the word drone quite a lot. Does that just mean it's a like method of delivery?
A peptide is a way of getting a molecule into the skin or into a cell. It like carries it along. That's what the copper peptide in the Kyle and Kais does. So it takes the copper, brings it into the cells to do its thing. So it's not the peptide that's having the effect, it's the copper. But the copper can't get in. Yeah.
Okay. And that's just the method of delivery. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's really interesting. So uneven pigmentation technologies, and it's just got paragraph after paragraph about why this is so amazing. Like you just said, fluid retention technologies, which I think is really important for around the eye area.
Yeah.
Regeneration technologies. Oh my gosh.
It's a lot. So we could have done an entire podcast just about FEC, to be honest. Yeah.
I think that's the whole point, isn't it? It's the technologies they're using now are so groundbreaking. You could probably do a half hour episodes per.
So maybe me thinking that, oh, we'll do a podcast about NIOD was just entirely overly ambitious. I just thought we'd just talk about our faves.
Well, that's all right.
And now we're confused and bewildered.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're confused, bewildered, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't know how my car works. I just know it gets me from A to B and I like it. And that's how I look at FEC. I don't need to know how everything works. I can just see visible results, but probably after a year's worth of pretty consistent use.
Yeah. So it's, you know, something you want to use long term and you'll see the effects building over time. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what else do you want to talk about?
Yeah,
what
do you want my favorites? I love SDSM2, so the blue mist.
Yeah,
that's something I just always got going.
Yeah, same. It was sold out for a really short space of time, and
worrying.
I did start to panic a little bit. It was, but now it's fine.
So that is it's a mist. It's a hydrator. It's really watery, though. It doesn't have any sort of texture to it at all. It just feels like water. So it comes in a really nice big bottle. So it's 240 mils. And that lasts for a really long time. It's £34 for that in Britain. And it's got superoxide dismutase, which is the antioxidant your skin naturally produces to try and protect itself. So something that the skin likes and is functional. It's also got an extract of malachite rock or copper carbonate hydroxide mineral, which offers additional direct scavenging of the superoxide radical. The new yeast source of superoxide dismutase also has further advantage of higher color stability than before, which, complemented by the naturally turquoise color of malachite, renders the color of SDSM2 brighter yet more saturated. Oh.
Okay. I did wonder why it was so
blinking
beautifully
blue.
Turquoise.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing to see and have and own. And
I also use that abundantly, though. Do you? I mean, that gets like my face gets about 10 sprays of that, I would say, in the morning.
Yeah.
Face and neck.
Yeah. I spritz it between layers. So whatever I'm using, I get a couple of spritzes of SDSM in between.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it helps everything glide.
How often will you have to repurchase your SDSM?
Not very often, though. Maybe just like.
Really?
Yeah, like 2 or 3 times a year, maybe.
Wow. I think I use all these products like way too quickly.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it lasts a long time anyway.
I think, do you know what? It used to for me, so I'd probably only buy it twice a year.
Yeah.
Now that my skin is definitely drier and it's definitely a little bit more battered because of all of the sort of, you know, the tretinoin I'm using, I do give it a lot more. It does get a lot more use, but also I use it quite heavily on the neck and chest as well.
Yeah, so it's going all over the place. Yeah.
And it does say that's why they made it big bottle, so you can pretty much spray it liberally on your body. But I'm like, no, it's not going anywhere
just the visible bits.
Just the places you can see.
I don't do anything on my hands. Maybe I should do.
I use the Chemistry brand.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's all I use. It's just lovely. I think that's
the only time I've used a hand cream and gone, ooh, my hands look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, in typical DSM fashion, it's like you will see results after 11 days.
11 days? Like, why? Yeah. I mean, come on. Not 2 weeks, not 10 days.
No,
11.
No. Brandon said 11 days. Just listen to Brandon. Okay.
Yeah. So that's one of my faves.
Yeah.
Also,
that is a big fave to me as well.
Low viscosity cleaning ester, which is another 240 mils for £30 and lasts for a year or something.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I've had mine over a year now. Yeah, it really does.
It's weird. When I first had it, I was like, because I was used to using the Hyalamide high efficiency cleaning ester, whatever it's called, and that rinses off, sort of turns into a milk, So I was quite used to that. So when I realized it doesn't, the low viscosity doesn't rinse off, I was a bit distressed, but how am I going to get this off my face? But like, I've always got a soft cloth in the bathroom and I just clean it off with a warm soft cloth and that's fine.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. And my skin just feels after cleaning, it can be quite sort of uncomfortable, red, a bit dry. You can feel that sort of all of a sudden your skin suddenly feels tight.
Yeah. So with, yes, you will never get that with low viscosity. And also it's really good. I find it's really good for if you've got like going out on a heavy night out and you're wearing quite a bit of makeup that you wouldn't usually wear, it just will cut through anything. But also, like you said, you don't want to, when your skin is kind of sensitized and you're trying to efficiently remove stuff from your face, you don't want to go in with like two or three cleanses. Yeah. It will get rid of sunscreen like no one's business. If you've got one of those days where you've like been out consistently in the sun all day and had to reapply many, many times, I always find that's the go-to one for just getting rid of everything. For you might need to go in with a like something else you could rinse off perhaps, but I always find that is, that one just doesn't mess around, does it? No. And like you said, it never ever leaves your face feeling sort of tight. No.
And apparently the stuff that's in it will help the rest of your skincare absorb more easily, which I really like the sound of.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
So really, really quickly at a glance, because you can't, this is the thing with NIOD, you can't tell anything at a glance. You either have to read a 3-page essay or just don't at all. So fatty alcohol ethyl hexanoic acid ester, which is not to be mistaken for alcohol or acids. So it's an emollient and skin-friendly ester that takes the approach of using the enemy's strength to win against the enemy. I love it.
It's so wanky, isn't it?
It is wanky and twatty and really geeky. I think that's what I like the most out of it. Okay, isoamyl alcohol lauric acid ester, once again no relationship to alcohol or acids. Another ester that's skin friendly cleaner, blah blah blah. Avocado butyl alcohol ester, a true evolution in green biochemistry. Gallic acid ester and other ingredients are, so this is the thing, it's super sciencey, but what I love about NIOD is it does take a lot of really incredible what you would call an inverted commas that would probably make Brandon turn in his grave a bit, but like, you know, green ingredients as well, which is amazing. And then lots of vitamin E. Yeah. So yeah, just lush. Yeah. Really, really good. And again, pretty, even though it, you know, seems expensive, it's 240 mils for about £30.
Yeah.
And it really, really, really lasts a long time.
It does. Yeah. It's kind of annoying, the packaging maybe, because it comes in like a squirty bottle. So I squirt a little bit out, put it on my shelf, and whatever was on the tip drips down.
Just dribbles down.
And then my shelf is really oily all the time. And I go, well.
That's happened with the high efficiency cleaner from Hyalamide and LVC. So I've had to buy a little.
Oh, you've got a little oil rack.
I've got a little oil rack. It's a little terrazzo concrete thingy that I put my oily products on, because otherwise they just go straight onto a teak shelf, which is now stained.
Yeah.
So yeah, be very careful.
No, I've just got like a disgusting glass shelf with lots of dust and
oil. I can't handle glass shelves because things clank on them and I don't like the clanky sound.
No, we don't like a clanky sound.
No. You know what I mean? I don't like the sound of, this is weird as an ex-cafe owner, but I hate the sound of like cutlery on plates just go through me.
Yeah. Oh my God. Life must have been awful for you.
I just played a lot of music, but yeah, that sound. Don't you find that jars?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. When somebody really scrapes a fork on a plate. Yeah. That's
not
nice.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay.
Oh my God, we're going to be here all night. Flipping egg.
We'll go through the others really quickly. Did we talk about?
I think this could be like another blinking.
That's fine. Let's just episode. Do it in two parts then. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, what else do you love? What comes to the top of your mind?
My third big love is flavanone mud.
Mm-hmm. Which never used it.
You did use it once because we did it on the podcast. back in the day when we were in person getting pissed in your kitchen.
Okay, I don't remember it.
Before I got pregnant as a result of getting pissed in your kitchen. Like, Iris is a podcast baby.
I did not get her pregnant.
No,
by the way,
she didn't manage to do that.
Oh, Iris is a podcast.
She
pregnancy.
Literally was, yeah. Very much so. So flavanol mud, I remember, because flavanol mud is like a sort of orange mud, and it, for me, it stings like a bad boy. Like,
okay,
you put it on and it hurts. And
right,
the longer you leave it on, the more hydrated your skin becomes, which is completely the opposite to other clay masks I've done.
Mud.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember I put it on you in your kitchen and you were like, it feels fine. I don't know what you're talking about. You don't remember?
Oh, yeah. Really? No. I remember you putting something on me, but I didn't remember
what
it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. Amazing. Yeah. And it sort of cleans your face really thoroughly and it feels bright and kind of glowy and sort of like, maybe because it's stinging a bit, it makes your cheeks go a little bit red, which is nice.
Right. Nice.
Yeah, I really like that. That's my favorite face mask of all time.
Yeah. Okay. And I want to go to one that I love that I just saw. Mm. Where did it go? Oh, okay. I know we talk about it a lot, but modulating clean sides,
I love it.
Really.
Yeah.
It's the best,
really
isn't
nice.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I love the smell of it quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's got this sort of weird smell of paint, I think.
Does it smell
fresh
painty to you?
Paint? Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, it just smells science-y. I just love it. But why does it work so
well? It's got glucosides in it. Well, modulating ones, apparently. I wrote a blog post about it ages ago, and I remember like spending hours like trying to figure out why, what does it do. So it's got all these sort of plant-based glucosides that will actually just bring down inflammation in your skin cells at a chemical level, and it seems to work, seems to calm things down if you're a bit rashy. It's a good one for anyone
does.
To have, but you know, if you've got eczema and rosacea, I reckon that would be a good thing to try.
Yep. So calming after you've overdone it on any actives, I think, as well. It's just really, really good one to have around. Also, I really like, and again, this is like a super luxury purchase and I probably should be using it more, you know, before I spout on about how much I love it. But I do really like the neck.
Yes.
Elasticity Catalyst. I do really like it.
Do you use it all over your face?
I use it on my eyelids.
Yeah.
So... And I've used it around my jawline as well, but probably not, you know, consistently. But the neck elasticity catalyst has got such a beautiful, thick, balmy texture. Yeah. And I think, you know, we neglect the neck area and I just love treating it with that every night.
Yeah.
I bought it for Christmas for myself. So my neck is really nice between basically December and say June, because that's when, you know, I have Christmas and birthday, so I can exactly, and then like July to December it's shit again. But I had one delivered and I was so excited because I was like, oh my god, they've done something wrong here when they've been, you know, at the plant or wherever, and it was completely full to the brim, like to the absolute top of the balm. And
sweet.
I was like, oh my god,
oh no,
is
no, no, did it have a bubble?
And I started using it, giant fucking air bubble, just a huge air bubble in it. Gave me £100 worth of neck.
Was it in a jar or a tube?
Yeah, it's in a jar.
Yeah.
It's in a jar. Oh, yeah, because I buy it.
Sometimes you get those air bubbles in the tube, and that is the worst, because the pressure of the air forces out a big huge blob and you're like, what the fuck, and now my tube is nearly empty.
My tube's empty. Not and good. I know, it's kind of something. I don't think I ended up out of pocket, but I was really, because I got my little spatula in there and started like applying it to my, and I was like, well shit, I've got loads. It's going all over my eyes, on my lips, on my cheeks, whatever.
But there was just an air bubble. Oh, disappointment.
Just a giant air bubble.
Oh.
I know. I wish I knew what was in it.
No, so I don't tell know. You how it yeah, I don't know.
But we'll do it for next time. We will tell you next time. Okay, let's talk about the stuff we do know about. This is another one that I have not used. I've not used CASE, so copper amino isolate serum, or it's now CASE 2, because it's had a software update.
Yeah.
Why is this so great? At 15 mils for £38, why do you love it?
I don't know if I do love it. Have used it. I've used a couple of bottles of it, but it's generally, you know, really well received. You know, the reviews are amazing. Everyone spouts off about how this is the biz and it just makes your skin really nice. So yeah, I did use it and it was weird. It was like about the time after my second child was born and I started using it, and 2 weeks later my face just was covered in pigmentation. It was really really weird. Like, I was like, I'm getting like brown spots here that I've never had before. And I've heard other people say the same thing. One of the the admin, that the lady who founded the Ordinary Chat Room, she found that her pigmentation appeared to get worse after using it. So, and like, I don't, you know, that might just be pure coincidence because I had just had a baby, but it just kind of put me off a little bit. And I don't want to dice with that. I don't want to mess with it. Yeah.
Okay. So basically this serum contains 2% of pure GHK peptide, copper peptides, of which 1% branches with copper ions upon mixing with NIOD's patent pending approach, forming a freshly assembled pro-repair copper peptides and leaving 1% free from pro-collagen GHK peptide. Again, you've just lost me again. Anyway, it's supposed to be so great. Yeah. So you don't mess with that then anymore?
No, I haven't used it. And like, I had a bottle that I had in storage. So you've got to mix it. There's two like vials you've got to mix together.
Yeah.
And I hadn't mixed them together because, I don't know, I just hadn't. And it hadn't been that long, like less than a year. And I mixed them together and it was black. It had gone off.
Oh, no.
I thought because they weren't mixed, they wouldn't go off, but it went off before they were mixed.
Oh.
I told Decium and nothing happened. They didn't really, because I didn't have a receipt. I was like, I have no idea where I got it. I think I just bought it in the shop. I didn't keep the receipt. So they didn't sort of refund me or anything.
That sucks. And how much does it cost? Yeah. So 50 mils is £38. Okay. And 30 mils is £60. Okay.
Yeah. So it's quite a lot of money.
Right. So that's something you would revisit, clearly.
I don't know. There's a bit of conspiracy theory online about copper peptides and causing something called copper uglies. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but I love it.
It's like, too much copper in your skin can actually cause like this sort of crepey appearance.
Okay. Nobody wants to pay money to look crepier.
No.
No wonder they call it copper reporting
uglies. Yeah. People reporting that their skin was just ruined and may never come back to normality again.
Because the Ordinary does buffet with copper peptides, which for the Ordinary is extremely expensive, isn't it? For them.
What is it? How much is
it? It's probably
about
like £28 or something, I think, for 30 mils.
Yeah.
Right.
So much cheaper than CASE, whatever it is.
Wow.
But it feels like it's got to be nonsense. Like they couldn't put something out if it was dangerous or harmful to the skin. So, you know, did it make my pigmentation worse? I don't know.
I like copper uglies, though. That's really cool. That just sounds like a really crap gang, doesn't it? Copper
uglies. I don't know if I believe it, but...
No, not sure
about
that.
It makes me nervous for some reason, because I felt like my skin was worse after using it. So, yeah, I just not use it.
Is it one of those things where you think your skin could be purging a bit before it, you know, getting shitty?
Yeah, and I went into the Decium shop and I said that. I was like, my pigmentation got loads worse. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's just coming to the surface. I'm like, oh.
Oh, thing is that that's not really a risk you want to take with pigmentation, is it? Let's bring it to the surface and see what happens. No, thank you. I would rather you
just
didn't
get rid
of
it, please. I don't want it on the surface. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so another one we're talking about here is survival. So we've got the survival range, which is survival S30, S20, again, not used it, S10 and S0. So four different survivals.
So there's different levels of, UV protection.
Right.
I don't know why would you go for S20 or S10? Why wouldn't you go for S30?
Maybe if you put it, because is it supposed to work alongside sunscreens or like to, boost them?
Yeah.
It's so got, maybe if you just did that with
antioxidants in it. So, yeah.
Okay. So basically, it's four networked protection systems with technologies that help support healthy skin defenses against environmental and lifestyle related assaults. So despite the lightweight texture, these formulations offer a broad selection of advanced technologies to target the effects of oxygen radicals, including superoxide radical, nitrogen, carbonyl radicals, glycation, and advanced glycation end products, pollution, smog, stress, infrared, and blue light. So survival 30, 20, and 10 offer mineral-only UVB and UVA protection. Mm. Survival 0 does not offer UV protection, but is intended for evening and nighttime use.
Yeah.
So survival 0 can be used during the day alongside other sun protection formulations. But like you've said, why would you use a 10 or a 20? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not used it, so I can't comment.
It's really
on
nice.
Survival.
It's lovely. It's, it's a good little sunscreen. I would recommend it.
£25 for 30 mils, like puts it, is quite...
It's quite expensive. Yeah, I would use, you could use it as... You've got to use quite a lot of sunscreen to get your SPF level correct. So, I would use it just as a sort of underlayer for my actual SPF. Or if I wasn't leaving the house, that would do as my SPF.
Okay.
I'm going to be... seeing the sun at all, then that would be fine for a little layer of that. But yeah, it feels good. It feels like it's doing the skin good, and it's not white either for a mineral sunscreen, which is nice.
It is just lovely. Mm. It is. We've been talking for an hour, and we've still got quite a lot.
I know that we can't. So we can't describe them all and talk.
We can't.
No, we'll have to come back to it.
I was going to say, we've done Kyle, we've done Mastic Must. I've not used, I have used Biolipid Concentrate once.
I got that. Yeah, it's weird. It makes your lips red.
It does, yeah. I'm not sure if I liked it. I'm not a massive fan of Sanskrit saponins either.
No, so. I know what you mean.
Repigment, haven't bought that for ages, but would definitely repurchase. Yeah.
Yeah, so I recommend Myod. And I think get low viscosity cleansing ester, get the mist.
SDSM.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And MMHC as well. That is crept to the top of my list. Feels bloody lovely.
I would say SDSM, definitely. Low viscosity cleaning ester and fractionated eye contour concentrate. And then a fourth, I would put in the neck elasticity as well. My runner-up would be neck. Third would be fractionated eye.
Yeah.
Second would be low viscosity, and first would be SDSM. Oh no, shit. No, that's a total lie. Modulate leukocytes has got to be in there. The amount that I've relied on it. I'm gonna have to rethink this. Yeah. Sorry, Nee. We'll come back to it in the second episode. I will have written my top five, but glucosides is definitely in there. It's my most repurchased product, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
It's one that I never, ever don't have a backup of. Do you know what I mean? As soon as I've broken into my backup, I will
You feel
reorder.
The fear when it's running out.
Absolutely. Same with the eye contour concentrate, but sometimes I'm wealthy, sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, it is quite expensive. So
sometimes I go without.
Yeah, you've inspired me. I want to get it again now.
Oh, yeah. I just love it. I love it. But when I spoke to my friend Jody, he was like, oh, yeah, it lasts me about 3 to 4 months. I was thinking, shit. Yeah. If I'm lucky, it will last me six weeks.
No way. Oh, yeah, I found it lasted ages because it spreads quite easily. You need the tiniest bit.
It does spread easily. But then sometimes when you're looking at, quite deep eye lines and thinking, if I just free pour this in here.
Pouring it
what
into
happens
eyes.
If I drink it? Yeah. Just like, if I ingest it in other ways. So it definitely should. But the other thing is, it's not on a traditional dropper. Yeah. It is on a dropper, but it's very difficult to control the amount that comes out. So you will find that I put it onto my like pinky finger and it will literally run all the way down and I end up sort of like holding it up to my eye.
Oh my God. it's reached your elbow and you're trying to get your eyeball onto your elbow.
Exactly. So it's really difficult. So I would say like the method of delivery is not the best, although I just think with something that watery, it's really difficult to think of a way hygienically it's basically in a pipette.
I'm sure I was putting it on with the pipette, which you're not supposed to do. The pipette was touching my skin.
And actually that's probably, you know, and I know it's not the cleanest way, but it's the most effective. It will save your product if you do that. I think just don't let it touch your skin.
Getting it onto your hand and then transferring it and you've got it on your hand, it felt more efficient to put it straight onto my face.
I don't want anti-aging in my pinky finger. No. I don't care, but all of this, my pinky is definitely reaping the benefits of fractionated eye contact.
My hand, the palms of my hand should be really young. They really should. Don't look very young.
I don't know. My hands feel very old at the moment. I don't know why. They just feel very...
I got really witchy hands. Look at my gross hands.
Oh, no. Sorry, but those are like elegant lady fingers. I have fat sausage hands.
You've got lush...
I've got chubby sausage hands.
That's like a child, though. That's what you
yes,
want.
Yes,
you want,
exactly. Like you don't a want, chubby like, child.
Some sort of creepy claw hand.
I bought a ring once for my mum for her birthday and I didn't have a similar ring to take into the jewellers to size it. So I basically just said, well, she can't be that much different from me. So I got this beautiful...
I'm her daughter. We have the same fingers.
We have the same fingers because we both laughed about how chubby each of our hands are. And I was like, well, base it on my fattest finger, the middle finger. And it was something like 4 sizes too small for my mum's fat sausage hands. This beautiful Australian opal for her 70th, I think. And anyway, I had to get it resized. What a bitch.
Yeah, by quite a lot. Oh dear.
Anyway, that was really fun, but we'll have to do a part two. We'll have to bracket it around a really fun episode because this one was informative but very informative. full of information.
Dry.
You need to put a fun one in the middle.
What about more? I don't know. What's fun?
I love hearing people's questions. I love hearing
questions. I want to read out people's questions.
I do as
Nobody's
well.
Nobody's willing to. We've got listeners. There are lots of people listening. Somebody in Columbus, where's that?
Ohio?
Columbus, Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is listening to us a lot. Hi.
Oh, hello. How are you?
With 190 listens in Columbus last week.
Is that just from one person?
I don't know.
That'd be so cool if it was.
Yeah. Which is cool.
I love hearing feedback from listeners. And can you imagine if we were like a massive, massive platform? No, I couldn't because you'd get almost equal criticism to praise. But I love having feedback. I just think it's so nice.
Yes. It makes me really happy.
It does.
I've been listening to quite a lot of podcasts recently, and the thing I've noticed is that they all have loads of adverts. Like even like the celebrities, like one of the good things about the coronavirus pandemic has been that famous actors and celebrities are not able to work, so they've been having to do podcasts.
Okay,
which I've really enjoyed because you've got like pretty much everybody in the world has got a podcast now.
Right.
So I've been listening to them and everyone has like 4 or 5 different sponsors. So you've got to listen to like 3 adverts before you start listening to the podcast. We don't have any of that, nor adverts.
Does last podcast have adverts? I haven't heard any lately.
Because they sold out to Spotify. So
they've got their
Spotify is their sponsor, I think.
Yeah, of course. Okay. I don't know why people were really dead against it. A lot of people were like, I'm not going to listen to this when it moves to Spotify. No. I just couldn't really work out why.
People don't like change, do they?
Yeah, I guess not. But yeah, and also it's just, it's really shitty when people are very judgmental about people that choose to make money from something they spend a lot of time researching and talking about.
Yeah.
I just think, like, you know, give them their coin. They should be able to do it. Although I was listening to I was watching a really interesting video with, you know, Dr. Natalia Spearings. Who was saying, I just hate it when medical, so basically aestheticians and people in who are working across healthcare but targeted towards skincare, so dermatologists, take paid sponsored posts for certain products. She just said, anyway, have a look at her last couple of posts. I thought it was really, really interesting because she got quite a bit of kickback from people saying, well, actually, you know, why shouldn't they? And she said, because it puts into doubt everything that they've said about anything. You know, are you saying it because you really love it, or are you saying it because you're being paid to? So that's, I do hard, kind of it? See.
Yeah.
It's really difficult, because if I loved something, I absolutely loved a brand and I was a professional and they offered me money, then I would be like, well, actually, yeah, I will, but only because I really love you.
But yeah, that's it. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to lie. You know? I couldn't lie and pretend that I liked something.
But then her point is, if you love it that much, why aren't you doing it for free? Which I think is quite a privileged standpoint to take.
And I totally think that you should, you know, you should never be hypocritical. Yeah, it is, especially if you're coming at it from your profession, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I just think, you know, it is a bit of a privileged standpoint to take as well, isn't it? Because, you know, some people are, well, actually, like, why shouldn't I? That is my professional opinion and I do endorse it.
So, yeah, they're paying me to make content. So, yeah, why should I not? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that entirely. Yeah.
I know. It's a murky one, isn't it? I don't know. I think her point was that if you're a professional and you're a healthcare professional, you are coming off like a skinfluencer, and I don't want to be associated.
Yeah.
A little bit of it was that. I'm really paraphrasing.
But, you know, but it's making content, isn't it, for social media? It's, you know, not.
She's like, leave that to the influencers.
It's not, you know, lying to patients.
Well, exactly.
In the face. She I remember she had a go at me once.
What? You never told me this? Oh my god.
No, she didn't have a go at me, you know. I tried Imodine supplements. I got sent them to try for free, so I didn't get paid anything, and I said, do you know what, I think my pigmentation looks better from this, and because I've got a qualification in cosmetic medicine, she was like, you should know full well that you shouldn't be saying baseless things like that without evidence to back it up. Like, do you know what?
It's your face. It's based on your fucking face.
There is there is evidence. Yeah, it's a case report. It's just me saying, yeah, I liked it. They sent it to me. I tried it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I'm allowed to say that as a human being. I'm not like some sort of person who is clinical beyond all realms. You know, I'm just a human being who is allowed to say that I like things. And also there is evidence to show that it can help pigmentation. There are studies, double blind randomized control studies that show that it can help. So, I didn't understand why she was having a go at anybody.
Wind your neck in a bit. And she does, which is really weird for her, because I think she like lives in Dubai now, and that's where she practices. But basically she does like Q&As for people. And she went over and above to basically say that everything that they've used is totally shit, and all you've got to do is wash your face with water and use Vaseline just all the time. That was the answer to everything. It was just a bit mad. And I thought, but you clearly, I don't think.
You want to put Vaseline on your face? Not really. Your hair would be stuck to it. You'd have to shampoo your hair every 5 minutes.
Why do you just keep saying warm water and Vaseline all the time when you clearly endorse, make, treat and kind of indirectly sell lots of different other things than frigging Vaseline.
Yeah, maybe she's, you know, she's trying to rise above.
That's what I think it was. And I think she just
Instagram.
Kind of,
yeah.
So that's interesting. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that she had a go at you. I'm sorry I even mentioned her now.
Yeah, I know. I'd forgotten. It didn't affect me that badly because I'd
completely forgotten. What are you talking about, lady? Works on my face.
I was like, hey, all right. Yeah. I didn't realize I was supposed to be above and beyond recommending things. I didn't. Yeah, I just said it worked for me.
Yeah. That's all you can say, though. Every time.
Yeah, it's
what works on your face.
It's a review. It's my hobby to review skincare, you know, and makeup and whatever else I fancy reviewing as a human being.
Yeah.
With an Instagram. Yeah. Okay. Right. Let's say goodbye to the people who are listening to us on the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you to whoever's in Columbus. Can't seem to get enough of it. Brilliant.
I just want to thank all of our new-ish Skincare with Friends Facebook group joinees. We have lots from Nigeria semi lately and Eastern Europe too.
Yeah,
lots, and American and Canadian listeners, and obviously we can't not shout out the British ones because then they'd say,
oi,
what's wrong with us? Oi.
You love
me too.
Yeah, we love everybody who listens to us.
Yeah, I'm two gins down, so I do love everyone.
Yay! Sunday fun.
Gotta work. Hooray. All right. Speak soon, guys.
Cool. Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye, bye, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.